is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An arrest warrant is issued in the Bangkok bombing. Thai police say they are looking for a foreign man in the bombing that killed at least 22 people on Monday. Investigators have not yet established the man's motive or his nationality, but they suspect he was part of a network of people. Officials of the European Stability Mechanism on Wednesday formally approved the release of billions of dollars to help rebuild Greece's battered economy and pay its debt. Earlier, German lawmakers voted to approve the $95 billion bailout package, which will help Greece meet Thursday's deadline for a payment to international creditors. The human rights group Human Rights Watch is criticizing Egypt's new anti-terrorism law. HRW says the measure has an overly broad definition of what constitutes a terrorist act and leaves Egyptians open to stiff sentences for things that may amount to civil disobedience. Islamic State militants in Syria have beheaded the former director of antiquities in the city of Palmyra. IS militants seized the ancient city 3 months ago. Reports say 82-year-old Khaled Assad was killed on Tuesday in a public square in front of dozens of people. He had worked for 50 years on preserving the city's 2,000-year-old ruins. Israel's Supreme Court is suspending the detention of a Palestinian hunger striker who has suffered brain damage after 65 days without food. After a long day of deliberations, the Supreme Court announced late Wednesday that Mohammed Alan would remain hospitalized, but that his shackles would be removed. The court also ruled that his family can visit him. The decision did not address what would happen to Alan if he recovers. This is VOA News. The United Nations said Wednesday that it has received new rape allegations against